Payne will hold his first meeting with the Chinese president later this week. That'll be Thursday and Friday down in Florida. For more details, visit townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
Get your motor running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 17th for our Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 6.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 4th of April. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. Cloudy skies this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. We do have rain on the horizon, still a couple of days out. By Wednesday night, we'll see some showers. Thursday and Friday, we'll see pretty heavy rain, and then it'll taper off. Then as we head into the weekend, more precipitation on the way. So that's good news for the lakes. A lot of people are getting tired of it, but all good stuff, helping keep fire season off just a little bit longer. Right now in Redding, we are showing about 50 degrees, and last report, Shasta Lake was, let's call it about 17 feet from the top. We'll update that shortly. This all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business right there in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, frankly, the idea of rain, it means is that on Sunday or Saturday, if it's raining, I'm going to go out there and start peeling the paint off one side of our house because it comes off easier. And then I have like a week for it to dry out before I go running back out there to do other things to it. Now I'm also laying grout on all of our brickwork because after we had it power washed, all the grout left. the dog fell into it. It took us 2 days to get her out. Just little gaps in there. So, good morning, everybody. Of course, it's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is every Tuesday. Hope everybody's doing well. Now, we have with us, we're going to start off right away with the ball of fire, Scott Seaton.
What's up?
Our own North State Symphony conductor, in charge of everything there. You haven't changed a bit.
Well, I hope
it's
not.
Only been what? How long? 2 years?
2 years, sure. Yeah, since I've been here.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That went by quick. Yeah, you look like you're almost 21 now.
I know. Someday.
Someday. Okay. Someday. What's going on, bud?
We have a big show this week. This Friday at the Civic Auditorium. We're this is the second concert of our NSS Pop Series, and it's called A Splash of Favorites, and it's across the board. It's everything and anything.
I'm just not sure what that means.
Well, let me tell you what it means.
Does that mean rap?
the first half of the show.
Oh, okay. Bob and I are going
to
practice.
There are two parts of the show, and the first part features the symphony alone. And we're opening with a light classical favorite. Everyone has probably heard the piece Light Cavalry Overture. Overture, and if you've listened to westerns or radios or TV, it's a piece that's been on there, It's a piece that I programmed because it's sort of an homage to Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops.
Okay.
So it starts there, but then it goes in a very different direction. Then we go to Henry Mancini doing a tribute there. Then we go to Stars and Stripes Forever. Then we go to Stardust. And then we're doing a Beatles tribute. And then Jesus Christ Superstar. And then TV show themes. And then we end the first half with Star Wars.
That's just the first half?
That's the first half.
TV themes like, what, Have Gun Will Travel? Probably
not.
Not
like the NBC theme and MASH. And, you know, it's various
okay.
things. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun stuff.
Okay.
And then, so the highlight of this concert is that we, I decided to collaborate with a local group, and their name is Uncle Dad's Art Collective. And they've been around for a little while, and they've been doing very, very well in this region. They've done sold-out shows doing Beatles tributes and Queen tributes, and have sold out numerous weekends in Chico. So I thought, well, why don't we get them with the symphony? And so their portion starts in the second half of the concert. And I actually have a couple members of them from them with me today, including one of their main organizers, Joshua Haig. And he can probably talk a little bit about the second half of the concert and what you can expect.
Well, we'll also have Joshua Haig here. Okay. Joshua. Hey, and also going? Jesse Naomi, J-E-S. Hi.
That's it.
There you go, Jesse. She, as he pointed out to me and threatened me with her guitar. Okay, so tell us. Now, it's called Uncle Dad's what?
Uncle Dad's Art Collective. Yes, weird name, good group, I like to tell people.
Yeah, we're a great radio station.
What's in
I
a
tell
name?
People that, too.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. All right.
But, yeah, we're a Chico-based group of musicians, visual artists, actors, writers, and the musical side of our group. Have partnered with the symphony, and we helped create a program of original arrangements just for the North State Symphony for this concert of a bunch of pop hits. We actually start kind of in an odd spot, and we do some Debussy, Clair de Lune, but arranged for band plus, like a rock band plus symphony.
It's really cool.
Okay, cool.
And we go all the way from there into some Duke Ellington and Frankie Valli and
Simon Garfunkel.
That's right. And then all the way into kind of more contemporary hits like Soundgarden and even some Daft Punk, some really newer stuff. And what's neat is that we were charged by Scott and the North State Symphony people to create entirely new arrangements for the symphony from scratch. So if people come to the show, not only will they see us playing music along with them, with the symphony, but there'll be a show that you'll never see anywhere else.
Ever?
Ever.
Again.
Ever. Ever again.
Ever again. Okay, now, how many people on Uncle Dad's?
Yeah, the collective's about 11, but we're bringing our skeleton crew of four musicians and four vocalists.
Oh, okay.
That are coming to augment. I mean, there's a lot of symphony people on stage, so we're fitting in there and adding kind of a little
really
bit of a...
Really filled up over there.
Yeah, a little rhythmic bump in there.
Okay, Jesse, you've been sitting there. You've been all prepared. I see you putting things on your fingers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So what do you do in the Uncle Dad's?
I sing.
You sing, okay.
And perform and some kind of dance if I get an opportunity. It's so theatrical.
you dance if you get the opportunity?
Yeah, because...
Me too.
It's not just the music, it's the whole production. It's becoming more and more of like the whole production that we get to work with. But I also write songs myself. And so I've worked with Uncle Dad's skeleton crew for a while, and then we've been doing the bigger productions together. So that's
so
what I do.
You brought your guitar for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's for a show. I usually just hold it and it looks good.
Were you going to give us a rendition of something we might hear at the...
Well, I was told at 4:30 this morning that I was going to maybe play some music, so I don't have time to learn it on guitar, but I will sing you something that my voice will be here, and so this is what my voice will sound like, and so you can kind of get a clue of, like, you know, what we're going to sound like acoustically, I guess.
Okay.
Is that cool?
It's cool.
All right. I'm going to do an Etta James tune, because we're doing a splash of, you know, popular songs, and for me, Etta's a really popular inspiration, so here it is. ¶¶
Something told me it was over. When I saw you and that girl walking by, something deep down inside my soul said, go on and cry, cry, girl. When I saw you and Miss Thing talking about, I said, ooh, I'd rather go blind, boy, than to see you walk away from me, child. I was just sitting here, just sitting here thinking about you. And I look and I kiss on your face. When the reflection on the glass that I, yeah, the reflection that I held to my lips now, baby, revealed them tears, they're rolling on down my face. I said, hey.
That was Jesse Naomi. Yeah, that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Okay, now, this is something that you're not going to – you don't usually hear in a North State Symphony, but this is going to be part of Uncle Dad's art collection with about 11 members of that will be at the North State Symphony.
If you like music, you should be there.
Oh, this is – yeah. And you know, Scott, this is just outstanding the way you put together these different things.
I do what I can.
Hey,
I do what I can.
You're doing a great job, buddy. Hey, okay, now, when's it going to be?
Friday night at 7:30 in the Civic Auditorium. You can get tickets through the Civic Box Office.
There you go. So are you looking forward to this, Joshua?
Something, oh, yeah.
This opens you up to a different type of crowd.
That's right. I've been playing piano for a long time, but never have ever played with a symphony, so it's kind of a dream come true.
You play piano, huh?
I do.
What other kind of instruments do you have in your band?
The band will be piano, drums, bass, and guitar.
Okay.
And I'll be holding down piano duties.
All right. And let me guess what you're doing, Jess.
I'm going to sing.
Great job.
Thank you. It's been really wonderful working with them. And as well, it's a dream to do something with the symphony. And it's great to see the symphony doing, you know, newness. It's been really great watching North State Symphony.
Well, here's the other thing about Scott, because we actually had a letter to the editor that said, hey, there's people applauding. You can't applaud. You have to wait to the end. And Scott goes, nah. As long as you don't stand up during it and whistle a lot, you know, that kind of thing.
Unless it's in me, of course. I mean,
unless it's in you. Okay. And then, you know, and then Scott sells pit photos of himself afterwards. And we have some – we're going to give away some tickets for this Saturday, or this Friday. It's going to be 7:30, Reading Civic, Spring Pops, No Beethoven.
No Beethoven.
No Beethoven.
Star Wars, though. Come on.
Star Wars. It's going to, you know, this is going to be absolutely fantastic. So thanks a lot for coming in, buddy.
Oh,
I know you've got
to
run. Too bad we just keep you there for another half hour, 45 minutes. Got people already calling for tickets, and I haven't even said it yet. Are they calling for tickets? Okay. All right. We'll get the first couple out. Yeah, see if you get that one over that other place.
Yeah.
They're already calling. Scott Seaton, who is the conductor of our North State Symphony, thank you so much, buddy. You just rock. And you bring
in
so
rock.
Well, I do. But, and I really do. But you just bring in so much into this. And who would have thought of bringing in Uncle Dad's art collection? That's super. Absolutely super.
Thank you.
It was really nice meeting all of y'all. And do you have a card? Well, hang on. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Find diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, April 21st at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Almost always makes me high.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 4th of April, 2017. 52 degrees going up to 71 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. You're not going to find a better place in town to take care of your HVAC, whether it's a heater, which is kind of like we're coming to the end of that, but your air conditioner. Is your air conditioner in good shape? What about the filters? What about your air ducts? Have you had the air conditioner on to check it? Well, here's a group of people at Alliance Heating Air, voted best in the North State. They absolutely back up everything they're doing, offer warranties and guarantees. You're not going to find a better place than Alliance Heating and Air. Check them out at homecomfort.org or just give them a call. Okay. Wow, that was really interesting. You know what? Scott Seaton is really taking a step out there. You know,
absolutely.
These people
he
are pretty cool.
He is up the game here as far in our musical. We are so lucky to have him.
You know, I asked Jessie on her way out. I said, you know, are you from around here? Did she look familiar to you? I mean, of course, maybe girls with long hair play guitars all look familiar. But, no, I mean, does she look familiar?
I think so. It's like, you know, maybe in some other things.
Yeah,
well.
That's what I was wondering. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go on. Let's jump into something here. All right. I don't watch basketball. I just don't.
Nor do
but,
I. Yes.
But the championship of the NCAA was on last night. Gonzaga, a 7,500-student campus in Spokane, Washington.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was in the final against University of North Carolina, which has got like, 100,000 people go to it. Gonzaga, though, has been in 19 finals. They get into them, but they've never played for the championship. And they gave North Carolina everything they could handle to about the last 10 seconds of the game. And then North Carolina popped up and scored. And then Gonzaga threw the ball down court. Somebody intercepted it, and they ended up losing by 5 points. Mm. And it's easy to watch it when you're DVRing it. They just pop through those 8 minutes of commercials they have every chance they get. But
point being that it was not a blowout.
It was not a blowout. And they've got this one guy playing for a Gonzaga. He's 7'1". He looks like a lumberjack. He's got that kind of beard. Mm-hmm. 7'1", and he's leaping in the air. And, it's just like, wow. Gonzaga had two big centers. I mean, both of them had to be 7 feet tall. Mm. And, anyway, if you're into sports, like I talked to Kyle
DeFore,
our sports guy, he said, I'm DVRing it right now because I'm up in the hills. And he's going to be doing our baseball this year.
So good. Yeah, and of course, the 45s are, I guess the mascot now is going to have a name.
Yeah, they're going for a name there.
Something Sam.
Well, I don't know. They're going to let people name it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. Okay, a lot of things going on. There's some things that were, really bothering, just troubling in the news yesterday.
You have things stuck in your craw.
I have some things stuck in my craw. And we're going to take an early break, even though we just got back from a break, so we can get started on this. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. If you're looking, guys, for the perfect present, it's Dandelion Boutique. They have it all in there. Brighton, Miss Me, everything. Spanx. If you're looking for something, you walk in, and I this is the way it saves me, is I just walk in and say, what's Linda been looking at? They tell me, I buy it, I'm a hero. There you go. Not only that, they're great people, good, very, 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 very good prices there. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party and try to get in touch with me.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Lost, I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:31 in the morning. It's 52 degrees going up to 71 today. Another nice day out there. Enjoy it, because I think around Wednesday night it may start rolling in here, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Looks like we may have some rain. Now, I just want to remind everybody, Linda, Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30 will be at Wind River in Overtime Lounge with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. It's a great place to have a good time. You can dance, you can dine. Remember, that steak and lobster for $22. Can't beat that. Or anything else on their menu. It's just a good time. Joe Larson, Bobby Veramontes, Bruce Kalin, and of course Cleveland Bonet on the piano. He is so good. So
usual suspects and a special guest.
There you go. Just good, like we always do.
Good sounding music. Yeah. We're just all about music this week.
Boy, it is. It's kind of scary. Okay. Let's talk about Neil Gorsuch.
On a more sour note.
No, this is a kind of a sour note, but I have, you know, he gets out of committee yesterday on 11-9 vote, right down party lines. And so they're going to come in. And so what they're going to do is they're going to filibuster Gorsuch. That's what they're going to do. And this is the Democrats. The last time anybody was filibustered for the Supreme Court was 1968. 1968 was the last time anybody was filibustered. And they won't, you know what, there's three Democrats have already come across and said, hey, we're going to vote for him. This guy's a good guy. He's, you know, he's a fair person. Now, there are Democrats from states that went heavy for Trump, like Missouri and several others, that said, oh, no, we're going to filibuster this guy. He is not representative of America. Now, these are Democrats in a heavy red state, and they're up for reelection in 2 years.
They're really taking a gamble here.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing about it is their hypocrisy of this whole thing. I mean, going into the hypocrisy of politics. And it's just amazing. You know, when you just think it can't get any lower. When Bush was president, he still had 500 and something days, 600, almost 600 days. And he had a chance to put a Supreme Court justice in there. The Democrats fought him, saying, oh, no, you shouldn't be able to do this. You know, you don't have enough time left in your presidency.
Lame duck choice, yeah.
Well, excuse me, but it's like 600 days. And so when it came to Obama at 239 days, the Republicans said, nope, we're going to let the next president make this choice. Now, the Democrats, they growled and, they ran around in circles. But they just kind of thought, you know what? Hillary's going to beat this guy. She's going to beat him like a drum. Mm-hmm. She's going to beat him like a redheaded stepchild. She's just going to beat him bad. And of course, that didn't happen. So now they're screaming, no, we should vote for this other guy, the one that whoever.
Yeah, they want, what's his name, back. Yeah.
They want him
Don't
back.
Change the process. Change the appointee.
That's right. Let's put him back up there. Well, you know what? They could do that and say, okay, here's your hearings. All right. You got any questions, Republicans? No. Let the Democrats bring it out. Okay, let's vote. Doesn't get out of committee. That's it. Okay, so now you've got Gorsuch, who Trump just really laid it out, because this guy is like a Jimmy Stewart kind of cowboyish type, even though he's got a brilliant, brilliant legal mind. And he did what everybody else did. He didn't answer their questions, just like Meyer or any of the others. They don't really answer questions.
A judge cannot prejudice a future opinion.
So here we go.
Out of their sense of legality.
So McCain says there's nobody talking up here in the Senate anymore. He says it's just there's nothing here. It is a war between the Democrats and Republicans. So now Gorsuch is out of the committee. So now we're going to filibuster. So it'll be two votes Friday. Here's the two votes. They'll kill the filibuster vote and they'll go nuclear option. Yeah. And he will be the Supreme Court justice on Friday. Well, he'll be, they will vote, and by Friday, he will be the Supreme Court Justice.
What's interesting is Democrats saying, well, this is different than when we changed the rules for a lower court because this is a Supreme Court, and that's much different. Well, How is the lower court not as important?
You're appointed for life, on both of them. So here you go. You've got the hypocrisy again. The Democrats and the Republicans, that they whine. And I've got some more examples. But anyway, Gorsuch, which I think is going to be a great choice. So what the Democrats want, we want somebody that represents America more. Well, how about would John Kerry be that kind of guy? Oh, yeah, that would be a great choice for the Supreme Court. Wrong. No, ain't going to happen. So Gorsuch is going to be on the Supreme Court. Now, this just lays the groundwork
that if
Ruth Bader Ginsburg just coughs too hard, she could break an arm. So, they should have done this. They should have gone along with Gorsuch because he just replaces Scalia. It doesn't make any difference. They're going to get their way.
The balance remains. Yeah.
The balance remains in there. So they should have gone along with this. It's just absolutely stupid. But then again, nobody's accused politicians of being that smart.
Well, the vengeful base, and all you have to do is look at Facebook on that.
You're right. And they're going after them.
Everything. Oppose. Doesn't matter if there's logic or reason. Oppose.
Yeah. And even if the guy makes it, they could have made a lot of ground on this one. Hey, this guy's a good choice, and then thrown it up in the next one and say, look, we took your last nominee who we supported that. We're not supporting this guy or girl. Now, on the Republicans, though, here's what the Republicans can say. We supported Obama's choices. We didn't filibuster. We didn't kill it. We didn't do any of that. We supported it. Okay. And that's absolutely true. So there's your hypocrisy, is the Democrats aren't where the Republicans did. Other examples of hypocrisy in our political system here is, it's easy. Hillary Clinton, when she was, in the Clinton Foundation, and they're tied into all these countries, and the Republicans were going crazy. And then you've got Trump, who's elected, whose businesses are tied into all these countries. That's okay. It's not interfering. Hypocrisy there. My favorite is WikiLeaks. When Manning, sent off all those thousands of emails when she was a he, and Julian Assange published all of them. He should have been dipped in oil and set on fire, according to Republicans. Democrats are going, oh, look, there's nothing wrong with this. We should release this. And then when Assange turned around and released all of Podesta's and Hillary's emails, this guy should be dipped in oil. And Republicans are going, nah, he's a good guy. He's just, it wasn't his fault. He's just taking this stuff and publishing it. Strictly hypocrisy. All of this is hypocrisy at the highest levels. And then they saw talk about, the Republicans talk about security of the individual, and then they vote to take away that FCC regs, which opens us up, if I understand this right, opens us up to even more people looking at our stuff, selling our information to companies.
Yeah, your
right?
Browsing habits will be even more of a commodity. I have a quick question. You still have some contacts from the old days. The accusation
I can neither confirm nor deny.
The accusation was made on NPR by some Democrat or other that Assange is basically an agent of Putin's. Do you believe that?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't believe that. You'd have to prove that. I think Assange is a product of his times. Mm-hmm. And that the people that fed him this information. He hates Clinton, hated Obama. Mm-hmm. So he did his best to see what he could do to bang that out. But here's the other thing. The only thing they did was print their words.
Yeah.
That's all they did. All they did was print what they had said and what they had done. Now, does that make him a bad guy?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's interesting.
It really doesn't, because he did it. I thought WikiLeaks, I guess, in a way I'm hypocritical, because here's Manning. And it wasn't so much that WikiLeaks was putting it out there, which was, I thought, bad, but Manning needed to be punished. And Manning was never punished. Manning has been pardoned by the president, or the ex-president of the United States, Obama. And Manning, when she gets out in May, is going to get a seven-figure book deal, movie deal, this whole thing. I swear, Manning is going to come out of this a millionaire, and plus, we paid for her sex reassignment surgery.
What a country.
Isn't this a great country? Okay.
It were interesting spin, though, when the BBC talks about this. They talk about the hacking of the Democratic Party servers. When NPR talks about it, because I listen to both in the morning because I like those viewpoints, the NPR calls it the hacking of the American election, which is a stupid way to put it, because they never got into the actual voting machines.
There wasn't any proof from either side that said that any of voting machines had been touched. All this was them releasing the emails that had been written by Podesta and his staff and Hillary Clinton and her staff. They released it and saying things how they sabotaged Bernie Sanders, how she got questions from the woman with Brazil, who was supposed to be the one that was moderating the debate, and she gave questions to Hillary. Yeah. I mean, come on. And so what did she get from that? Well, I think she got appointed to some big position. So then, by the way, Bill Maher, that guy's got a show, whom I really dislike in a lot of ways. But he said to Hillary, he says, "You had your chance, stay in the woods." And then Joe Scarborough said, "You know what? Hillary Clinton, my pet rock could have beat her." That's a little cruel, but you're right. If it hadn't been Trump, if it had been Mike Pence running against Hillary Clinton, he would have clobbered her. He would have slam dunked her. It wouldn't have been that close. People wouldn't have been sitting there going, wait a minute. Thinking that she actually had a chance up. It would have been over in September if it had been anybody but Trump. Swear to God. You know that.
Yeah, and I'm going to say it. Trump ain't my favorite guy, but he's who we got. Let's work with it. This constant oppose absolutely everything is getting us nowhere, making us a laughing stock.
Well, people say, where's his experience? Excuse me, but where was President Obama's experience? He had never held a job, a real job. He had never run a company. He had never spent a day in the military. He had done none of that stuff, and he became a senator. And how did he become a senator? They had a scandal erupt against the guy that was running against him, 2 weeks before or 3 weeks before, just enough time so the guy says, okay, I'm going to resign. So he resigned from it. So he had really essentially nobody facing him. And then he goes into the Senate, and then he gets nominated for president and wins. Now, that's experience.
Yeah.
This guy probably had never written a check larger than $1,000 in his whole life. I shouldn't maybe say that, maybe he had, because he was a senator for a short period of time.
Well,
but he didn't have any experience in this, and yet he managed to get through 8 years. Yeah. And I tell you what, for a man that didn't have experience, quote, in real life with the military or what's going on. Yeah, he screwed a lot of things up, but looked at the things that he pushed through.
Yeah.
Obamacare, come on. Now, he didn't touch guns. I mean, he tried to, but all the other things that went around with him. I mean, he had an agenda, and this guy completed his agenda in 8 years. And I mean, I find that I hate what he did in a lot of things, but I find that whole thing admirable, how he did that. Mm-hmm. And then he managed, and he walked away. He walked away with his family intact and no scandal.
Yeah.
You know what? Do I respect Mr. Obama. Yeah, I respect him. He was the president of the United States, and I respect that he fought for what he believed in, and he made it happen. You know, did I agree with most of, almost 90% of what he did? No. Fight it. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk about two things, but one thing specifically. Something happened in Europe the other day, but could have happened right here, and it is so troublesome and bothersome to me. I need to share this with you and hear what you think about it, too. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by our friends over at... Well, let me see here.
Which one of our many friends?
Four Winds Jewelry. Because I've done a bunch of them. I'm trying to flip through here real quick. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It is the best place if you're going to buy jewelry, whether it's estate jewelry or stuff that they just design and build right there at Four Winds Jewelry. They got the only trained watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. It's a quarter till the hour.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Come learn how you can be on the Shasta County Grand Jury. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. For a thorough presentation with all the details, come to the informational meeting Wednesday, the 5th, at 3 o'clock at Reading City Hall.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will?
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on assignment today, 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at the Town Hall of the Air. Let's go to Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
You know, I was just kind of listening to all that stuff you were saying, and it reminded me of Seamus Kudurka.
Dare I ask?
Of course it did. I'm glad. I'd be surprised if it didn't.
You remember the movie, Alan Arkin played it, and he goes, "Want America, want be free." you know, after these last 8 years, he's probably saying, take me back.
Oh, well, you know what? We'll see what happens here. But, you know, like I said, you know, the guy came in, did what he said he was going to do, and walked out at the end of it. And he walked out with a higher approval rating than he did any time in the last 8 years. So, just, you know what?
Makes you shake your head and scratch your hair.
It's good to be American. Okay.
It is.
Thanks, Daniel.
So, anyway, that's what I was calling about. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Okay, here I am. I'm going to talk to you about, well, I've got, I think this will do it. I want people's comments on this. Yesterday, I looked at something, and it was called Performance Art. And this woman, it's a story about this woman. I think she was in France. She was clothed. She says, I'm an artist. And she goes in this art gallery, and she had some things on the table in front of her, and she says, you can do anything you want to me. Anything you want to me for 6 hours. And so...
This wasn't on Craigslist.
No. This was it was being filmed. And so she stood there for 6 hours. And, you know, first people didn't do anything. And some people came up and, you know, they put some lipstick on her. And, you know, then some tape on her clothes. And then they started doing things. And over the period of 6 hours, literally they, you know, started unclothing her. And then they're picking her up and laying her down and picking her back up again. Sitting, you know, she's standing there. They started taking a razor and cutting off parts of her clothes. Then they started cutting her in little spots. Yeah, cutting her. They completely stripped her. She was sexually assaulted, not raped, but sexually assaulted. All these things were happening. And only toward the end did people say, you know, that's going a little bit too far. But for 6 hours, this woman sat there. She sat there, or she stood there. And people that she didn't know did things to her that were just horrendous. Now, what do you think about that? So you think about it, and she says, and she went afterwards, she said, I was just appalled at what people did to me. I'd never expected this to happen. Well, you know, there are certain things when you put certain objects out in front, you know, like a razor or something like that, that you wonder. But it was probably part of an experiment. Okay, I put a razor out there. I didn't expect somebody to cut me. Well, you let them cut you. But the point is that the things they did to her over the 6 hours. And so then you have to ask yourself, what does this really mean? What does this say about our society? And then you get into that Stanford prison experiment where they, you know, they took students, you know, some students were guards, some students were the prisoners. And they were just all college students. And how it turned and how the guards became brutal to them. And another one when it came to they put something on, they said, well, you got to punish these people and you can do it by shocking them. And they did it, and they said, you know what, if you push this button one more time, you're going to kill this guy. But but they were so into this role-playing, they said, but he's not doing what he's supposed to do. But if you push this, you're going to kill him. And they pushed it anyway. And they knew. I mean, this wasn't life or death. This was, they got so much into it. So I'm reading this thing about this woman and the things they did to her. And I think, and people wonder how there were guards at extermination camps? How? Where'd they find these people? Guess what? They're your neighbors in many cases. These people, when they went in and did that, I mean, and the worst thing is she was not defended until like to the end when things were really kind of getting bad. Then people said, no, don't do that. But the undressing of her, the molestation she was going through, the cuts up by the razor, and these other things, the touching, the fondling, the insertion of things. I mean, these were all things that people did as part, and they just kept doing it over 6 hours. I mean,
we talk about how thin civilization is.
Well, I mean, what do you think about something like that? Is this something, when you go like that and you say, oh, she did it herself. You know, she brought it on herself. Really?
Yeah.
No. You know what she did was she provided a canvas. You know, and you're looking at it as far as art goes. She provided a canvas and people used her. And the thing is that they did it in such a way that they injured her. Think about it like this. What if there had been no law Would somebody have killed her? Would somebody have killed her?
Hold on, please.
Would they have just, you know what, would she have been beaten? I mean, there's a certain part here that you've got to ask yourself. At what point is it too much? What happens if she was right here and ready and had done the same thing? So, would it have stopped? Would people have protected her?
There was a rape broadcast.
Oh, okay.
On
that's
Facebook.
The second part. That's the next part I was going to get into because, and well, you know, we need to go to the phones here. But here's the other part: is now all of a sudden there is this number, a growing number of rapes on YouTube, and this last one was a 15-year-old. Boy raping a 16-year-old girl and televising it via YouTube. You've got this woman being literally tortured, and then you've got all this going on. Roberta.
Well, good morning, and you're describing the destruction of society, Carl.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening.
I'm wondering, you said this was at an art gallery?
I believe so, and it was in Europe. It wasn't here in the United States.
Yes,
I thought it was France. I thought it was France.
Well, you know, I blame the art gallery for allowing something like that to go on for 6 hours.
Well,
to see somebody maimed by cutting. And what is wrong with her that she would stick it out for 6 hours?
Well, that's true too. I'm not even getting into her psyche, but this thing where, but the thing is it says something about society. And like I said, it wasn't until toward the end when things were really starting to progress that people stood up, and maybe that's part of the art, was that who's going to protect me? You know, I mean, when you put yourself, like I said, they stripped her naked in there.
Yeah, well, that's very perverse.
I mean, it is. It's just. But then my answer was when people go, well, how could you have been a extermination camp guard? Just look at that.
Yeah, right.
She wasn't a human.
Where someone is being assaulted on the street and passerbys just ignore it.
Well,
part of it, Carl, has to do with. Our moral compass has been degraded to the point that people are they're not shocked by it anymore.
I think that's it. Okay, Roberta, thanks. We got to run here. Hey, you know, I think that's part of it, that our moral compass is that we are so jaded by everything that's happening. Now we've got 15-year-olds and these getting raped on YouTube, not YouTube. It's YouTube, and they film it
Facebook
or Facebook.
Live.
I'm sorry, Facebook Live, and they film it, and it goes out, and all these people are watching it.
Who didn't think this wasn't going to go sideways?
Wait a minute, but I mean, just we've gone to that,
Colonel.
We've gone beyond that.
Yeah.
Then, trust me, but this is just another example of where are we going in our society.
You've spent a significant amount of time in places where. Civilization barely exists, where inhumanity towards other people is just a day-by-day process. And to see you upset about this,
you've
been up close and personal on some pretty gnarly stuff.
I see people that have done terrible things to each other, and for some reason, this one with the this woman up there, even though I understand it was an art thing, it just kind of got to me when I read it yesterday.
Context, I guess.
It was the context of it that people would do something like this. You know, I can understand it. You know, believe it or not, I can even understand that. You know, okay, people stripped her. You know, she said, okay, that's fine. I mean, I can understand that. I don't condone it, but I can understand. But when they start injuring her, this is somebody they don't even know. Anyway, and then these rapes on Facebook. I mean, what's going on? I mean, where have we gotten in our society? You know, that we do these things. I mean, you know, it's just performance art. Really? Hey, you know what? We're going to take a break here. And when we come back, I'm going to have Joe Martinez from Orchard Nutrition. Joe's been on the show before.
Lighten things up.
Yeah, Joe's a great guy. He and I have lunch, and we solve all the world's problems in 45 minutes, usually. But he's going to be on today, and we're going to talk about some of the great things they're doing over there. Plus, we're going to talk world events and all that. Join us again right after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. 52 degrees, going up 71 today. The report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And the news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. White House spokesman Sean Spicer suggesting there should be way more media interest in a Bloomberg News report that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice may have asked for the names of Trump campaign and transitions officials, as well as his family, whose names appeared in routine surveillance reports. The Washington Examiner's David Drucker also has concerns and tells the Salem Radio Network that the report leaves a lot of unanswered questions.
Is it improper? What were the motivations behind the unmask? And did it run any deeper than this? And does Susan Rice have any explanation?
As National Security Advisor, Rice would have regularly received intelligence reports and asked for the identities of those included. It's only been 4 months since the last presidential election, and an election is the last thing some of us want to think about, right? But some candidates may already be looking to 2020. Correspondent Al Mayo says there could be at least one already making the trek to New Hampshire.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is the first major Democrat scheduled to return to the early primary state of New Hampshire since the November election. Biden will headline the state Democratic Party's annual McIntyre-Shaheen 100 Club dinner on April 30th. Such early post-election visits to New Hampshire typically fuel speculation about more presidential ambitions. Biden's visit comes just days after Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio will be in the state to promote his new book. Al Mayo reporting.
A filibuster, maybe a change in rules. The next few days will certainly be interesting as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats' planned filibuster of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is a new low. McConnell has strongly indicated that he'll change Senate rules so that Gorsuch can be confirmed with a simple majority in the 100-seat chamber. 60 votes are now required. North Carolina scored the last 8 points for a 71-65 win over Gonzaga for the title last night. Was it rowdy enough for you? 44 fouls, 52 free throws. More at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-523-3771. That's 1-800-523-3771. 1-800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Civil rights groups, media advocates, and some lawmakers are opposing an Iowa bill that would end public access to many 911 calls.
The bill would declare that 911 calls involving emergencies in which people are injured are confidential medical records and exempt from Iowa's open records law.
Correspondent Dennis Crowley, the measure says the secrecy would not be limited to 911 call recordings themselves, a clause that critics fear could apply to videos documenting the aftermath of officer-involved shootings. And all calls made by minors or about minors would also become secret. President Trump will meet Jordan's King Abdullah II this week with questions as to whether the meeting can restart stalled Israeli-Palestinian talks. At a summit last week, Arab leaders renewed an offer they made in 2002, recognition of Israel by Arab nations in exchange for the creation of a Palestinian state. Abdullah expected to tell Trump that Arab leaders are serious about achieving a historic reconciliation. Chelsea Clinton says she does not have her sights on running for public office. The former first daughter says her mother is not focused on politics either. Instead, she said Hillary Clinton is writing a book and spending time with Chelsea's two young children, she tells CBS This Morning.
I don't think so. I think right now she's focused on her book. She's focused, thankfully, on her grandchildren. Mm-hmm. She's focused on what she can do to help support work that she's been engaged in for longer than I've been alive around children, around women, around families.
When asked whether a run for office is inevitable because her parents were both politicians, Chelsea Clinton would only say that everyone should be willing to fight for programs and policies they believe in. White House officials hoping to resuscitate the failed Republican health care bill. Vice President Mike Pence, two White House officials met late last night with members of the hardline House Freedom Caucus. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Relax and enjoy your valued time with friends and family. Let Elements do the preparing for a fabulous Easter brunch at Wind River Resort and Casino on Sunday, April 16th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Buffet includes carving station with prime rib, baked ham, a waffle and omelet station, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Children 5 and under eat free. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For a full menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. Let me see, 7 minutes and 15 seconds after the hour of 8 o'clock here. 530-605-45. I know. 45. Don't get me confused here. It's so easy. 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, I know there's weather today, but it's. Can we have? I know you're very succinct in your weather.
We will have.
Can you give us more than one word?
We will have. Excuse me, just a second. Sorry about that. Yes, indeed, we are going to see sun and clouds mixed today. High around 74 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, and a low of 51. Clouds start thickening up tomorrow. By tomorrow night, we could see rain. Thursday and Friday, we will definitely have rain, and that will continue on through the weekend. Shasta Lake currently 17 feet from the top, and checking temperatures around town, we are at about 57 degrees. Depending on who you ask, this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, Bob, did you say there's going to be rain on Thursday?
Maybe? Storms will bring rain, wind, and snow to Northern California. That, according to the National Weather Service, rain and heavy snow to the mountains Friday and into the weekend. If you are going to be traveling, especially up into the mountains, be aware of slick roads and windy conditions, basically winter-like conditions.
Thursday,
the last gas.
How about down here? Just rain?
Just a lot of rain. We could see another inch and a half.
Wow. Now, is this Thursday or Friday?
Right now, the exact arrival is a little bit still uncertain. We will. It's not if, it's when.
Okay. So we know that the Clark group is coming in here on Thursday. And, Sharon and Trish. So I'm not going to be here, so I may have to be out in the field. Anyway, Let's go to the phones. Morton, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. The whole problem of the experimentation that you were just talking about is the fact that we have a church that's not doing its job, not promoting morality and virtue. And the problem is, with all these criminals being released from the prisons, I'm afraid Linda is next. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well, okay, thanks. I mean, if Linda being assaulted, but there's a difference here.
I think that individual would be in for a nasty surprise.
It would be no problem. Because first of all, Linda's tougher than heck. But I see what he's saying. Yes, what this thing is with this performance art, and then and all the things that are happening. And you got to look at our town right here. A little lady. I shouldn't say it like that, but an elderly lady, 84 years old, gets whacked in the head. There's other people being assaulted on the trail. We're not even hearing about. And so, we're is it the church? Is the church, or is just churches fighting, you know, against this evil? But there's so much and so much of badness that's being released from the prisons, and not enough goodness to be able to combat it. Or will there be a time when people like people will, when they come into your house, you just shoot them like the highway patrolman did? Hey, there's my statement. You come into my house, I'm going to defend myself. I'm not going to kill you necessarily, but I will defend myself. Or defend myself on the streets or on the trail. You know, I'm not going to have somebody assault me and be able to get away with it.
66-year-old man jumped by two teenagers. With simulated guns.
Yeah.
Really bad idea in this town. That's a good way for some kid to get blown clear out of his socks and end his life for being stupid.
But that also enhances the gene pool, if you think about it.
But the parents and all that. I mean, these kids get really stupid, and they're going to, you know, and somebody's going to take one of these kids down, and that's just going to ruin a whole lot of lives.
And I appreciate that. However, a 16-year-old that gets a replica gun to rob somebody, they're not, okay, I realize they're 16, but they also understand the difference between right and wrong. Yeah. And they stick a gun in somebody's face, and that person reaches up, takes the gun, turns it sideways, and puts his gun in his stomach and pulls the trigger three times. It's a tough lesson. But guess what? Maybe there's five other people out there thinking the same thing, or 100 people, and they go, oh, well, this is not a good idea.
I've never been put in that position. God willing, I never will be.
Well, who knows? Okay, moving right along. We have Joe Martinez here. And Joe's over here. He's cheering us on. Joe Martinez, of course, Orchard Nutrition. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, you know, used to. You were raised on the tough streets, right?
Well, I wasn't tough, but I was raised there.
And raised on those tough streets.
Yeah.
I mean, things changed a lot since, you know. I mean, things have changed a lot since I was a kid, and I'm just hardly a pup. But where do you come from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. I mean, that's a tough city.
It is.
Especially South Philly. Is that where you were?
That's where I'm from.
South Philly, because I tell you, a lot of Marines come out of South Philly. You know, you got the river there. You got South Philly, and on the other side, you got MIT.
Two rivers.
There are two rivers. But on the other side of the river there, there's Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where all these Marines go. And this guy that wrote this book called Fields of Fire, in fact, he's James Webb, mm-hmm. who became Secretary of Navy and actually was running for president at this time. He had a bunch of South Philly boys in his platoon. He said, they're fighters. And he says, I'm doing my book tour. I'm looking down there. I look over at MIT, whose claim to fame was, they said, not one of our graduates has ever gone to Vietnam. And he says, I'm looking over there at South Philly when I had platoons of these kids coming in here that were fighting. And with the dichotomy of the city, right, like that.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So Philadelphia, that's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot of things that Orchard Nutrition is doing today, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about it. You got some really great things going on this weekend. Plus, we need to discuss other things that are going on.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, if you're looking to buy a firearm, look no further. Bastiani Arms. He will meet or beat any of the big store prices, the big box store prices, and it's local. Remember, for every dollar you spend here locally, it makes its way around the city like seven times. Great customer service, great gunsmithing, and did I say it's local? Not only that, but veterans get great discounts at Bastiani Arms. That's where I buy my guns. I don't buy them anywhere else. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Joel Martinez of Orchard Nutrition and the things they're doing this weekend.
Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lawlessness. The cause of lawlessness is the absence of godly moral values. Godly moral values are absolute and unchangeable. This absence of godly morals is the result of the deliberate killing of God in the hearts and minds of people, beginning with our children. This is done by corrupt leaders so that they are the ones who decide what is morally right or wrong. Look around you. What you see is the result of this kind of moral decay. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here with Joe Martino of Fortune Nutrition. So we're here today. It's about 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 52 degrees today on the 4th of April, 2017. For those who are still trying to catch up a little bit, and I did that for Wade, so make sure he knows where we're at. The weather today is going to be nice, but it's going to start rolling in a little bit different on Wednesday. And because I'm going to the field looking for turkeys again on Thursday, I'm sure it'll start raining really hard. And the turkeys will stay wherever the little turkeys stay out there, and I'll be sitting in the rain. Which reminds me that we're going to give you a few more minutes, and we're going to bring in our after the break, we're going to bring in our turkey. Remember, remind everybody of our turkey contest, turkey photo contest, urban turkey photo contest, which is, of course, first prize is a $50 gift certificate to The View. Second prize is a $25 gift certificate to The View. And third prize is a set of these beautiful one-of-a-kind canisters that I have with seams that have turkeys in them, wild turkeys in them. And I frankly think they're beautiful with little wooden tops or glass. Linda says, why don't you make that one of the prizes this year? I went, well, okay, I didn't want to. And of course, and remember, this is urban turkeys, not wild. They're wild turkeys in the urban environment. And I've gotten photographs that are great. It will be a three-person committee headed up by Marcus Barton, who will pick the winner this year.
These are highly adaptable turkeys. By the way, big thank you to National Wild Turkey Federation website. They have all these really cool turkey calls, not just the standard.
I know. I sit there, during the day I walk around my house.
To try to emulate these?
I'm trying to emulate them. It's not easy. In fact, Linda says if I hear it one more time,
she's going to have a shotgun.
You're walking around the house. with that call in your mouth, making these screeching sounds. It sounds like you put your fingers down a blackboard. You know, I got the dog running around the house because see, they're diaphragm calls. You put it in your mouth and go make these sounds. Anyway, not anymore. Okay. I'm here with Joe Martino from Orchard Nutrition. Joe, you got something big coming on this weekend.
Yeah, we have what we call a super seminar. It's a service to our customers and whoever wants to attend. Help take the confusion out of being healthy.
Okay. Now, you know, people may not know this. Let's talk a little bit about Joe. You know, you raised in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And we were just talking about that. You know, tough streets back there.
Yeah. They can be.
Yeah. Joe looks like, you know, you look like you've come up through the ranks. You haven't, nobody's kind of handed anything to you.
No, they have not.
So you started Orchard Nutrition when?
1982.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you've just grown and prospered? And
every single year.
Yeah, every year.
It's been well accepted.
It has. Well, there's a reason for that. And your customer service and all the selections you have there is just outstanding. And you've got, it's kind of like a family business in there too.
Yeah, it is.
But you started something a few years ago. Because you got some room up in your in upstairs at your location there, and it was started by, you know, you wanted people to learn how to be healthy.
Exactly, it's hard enough with just food, let alone with supplements. It's not rocket science, but it takes guidance to, first of all, make inexpensive mistakes. I mean, why waste money? So we kind of help guide people toward the right things that are going to help their situation, and answer questions for them, give them some logic. So they can be healthy on their own. They don't need somebody all the time once they understand the logic of it.
Well, our society today, you're looking at children as young as 12 with diabetes.
Absolutely.
And so many other things are happening. We have an obese society. We have kids, that are they don't seem to go outside anymore. We've got ourselves into this thumb technology.
Yeah,
you know, does
I agree.
If that makes sense. So But what you're doing there is you've got, like, you're bringing in, like, this weekend, I think you've got, what, three experts?
Three specialists, yeah.
Okay, and what are they going to be talking about?
Well, they're going to be talking about different things to do with health as well as questions and answers. So a lot of what they're going to be talking about is up to the audience.
Okay.
But we have two nutritional doctors. We have a yoga instructor that also acts as a health coach.
Okay.
And It serves well. It gives back. It's a two-way street for information so people can make better decisions without it costing them money to find this information out.
Well, that's the other thing. It's free.
It's free.
It's free. So, and there's I think space is kind of limited up there, though, is it? Or have you moved it around a little bit?
Well, it's accepted better than we anticipated. Space is limited, but we're going to increase that availability.
Okay, that's right. Now, so that's right, because now if you can't be there, you can now watch it.
It's streamed live.
Streamed live.
I believe on.
Yeah, and Wade, why don't you hop in here just for a second here, because you're doing a lot of that, and it's pretty successful. You got the equipment and everything.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning. Wade Riggs here of Riggs Media. Okay.
Yeah, we've had the pleasure to work with Joe for 2 years now. And the information that Orchard is putting out there is so important, and we wanted to help them reach a larger audience. So now their speakers can now be heard worldwide on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. If you can't be there, you can jump on to the Orchard Nutrition Facebook page, and you can watch the seminar live. You can post questions for the doctors and ask questions. And it doesn't cost you a dime, which is great. And that's
– you can do it right on your computer.
That's all because of Joe. And he hates it when I talk nice about him, and I'll hear about that later. But, I mean, Joe foots the bill for this as a community service, and it's just such a great
– He has been getting – and there's a lot of other things that Joe does that people don't know about, you know, down at the store. I'm not going to mention them right now, but when – you know, but there's things that when people walk in there, they don't – I mean, Joe takes care of people in this community. Mm-hmm. And, like and just give an example here, is there could be some hard to find stuff, and it's not cost effective to have it, but Joe does it. Joe has it there for some members of our community. Mm-hmm. I know he doesn't want to talk about it, but that's absolutely true. So there's more to Orchard Nutrition than just Really nice people helping you out when you come in there. Okay, so then the three people you've got, did you say two doctors of nutrition in there?
Yeah, they're considered NDs, naturopathic doctors.
Okay.
They are degreed.
All right.
Totally qualified, well-known, and very proficient.
Okay, so.
And attitude to help.
And I'm sorry, in the
they have the attitude to help. Yeah.
It's great. Now, they're going to be talking about diet and what you can eat. I mean, I've been, you know, I'm getting into, now that I'm getting into a health kick here again. It comes up every so often. I fight it off mainly. I fight it off most of the time, but now it's kind of back. So I'm
don't fight it.
Yeah, I'm not fighting. I'm going to get into that paleo stuff there. You know, I'm going to let all the hair grow on my body. See, and unlike you two, I can grow hair down from my head. You know, so it's
ow, that one hurt.
Maybe there's some vitamins you can get over at Orchard Nutrition that will no. Okay,
does it look like I know?
Yeah, it's a little shiny in here today.
Ow.
Ouch.
Okay, but there's when you start talking health, it's, you know, people think that, oh, it's so expensive and I can't do this and all these all the blah 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 blah. But that's not true. I mean, it's you can eat healthy.
Even eating unhealthy and incorrectly is not free.
No, it's not.
At least it comes back in a better way in the future if you do eat healthy.
And one of the things, too, is I would hope that part of this seminar, what I'd really like to see, is cooking healthy for your kids. You know, healthy food for your children as they're growing up, that having the vegetables, having the balanced diet, having the fruit in there instead of, dare I say, honey-o's.
Well, you know, Carl, it's amazing that a lot of the things that we eat that we just take for granted, that we buy, we see it on this shelf, and we buy it, we bring it home. Some of the things that are in there, I mean, can really be scary. Dominic DiNino, who's one of the speakers this weekend, he talks about the foods that you buy and what to look for, you know, in order to eat healthy and to be healthy. And I've learned so much. You know, just being a part of these seminars. I mean, I quit smoking 2 months ago.
I know. We all know that.
Yeah, I know.
Of the three friends you have left. You know, it's because Bobette came over to live with us for like 2 days, and then, you know, we sent her home.
Okay. I'm done talking now, Joe.
I don't blame you. Wasn't it that?
You know what? What you're doing. And now, let me ask you a question. Are these going to be archived in such a way that people can go back then, say for some reason they're not here Saturday? So, but they're still going to be able to go back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it'll be on your website.
It's like a jukebox. Pick it out. And
there you go. Now, do you have many of those already, or we're just starting?
We do. We've been archiving. Orchard does these seminars every month, and they'll do 3 to 4 seminars. They're not live streamed, but they are videotaped. And so what we've been doing is we've been archiving those so that you can go back to Orchard's website or to Orchard's Facebook page, and you can go through those videos and find topics that are relevant to you, your family, and you can watch those videos online.
That's a good idea too.
It is.
You know, like I said, a lot of people are, you know, that I don't, you know, they're seeing their kids, they're seeing their families. You know, let's face it, Shasta County is one of the least healthy counties in California. I mean, you've seen that. I mean, you've seen that statistics. And, of course, but a lot of it's got to do with smoking and all those kind of things. But what you offer here is a way to push out of that,
to improve
that, and you can do it in a way where either come to the seminar on Saturday or watch it, or if you can't do either one, go to the website and look at it. So,
well, there's people that even if it's free, don't want to bother with health. I don't know why, but it certainly comes back in a good way if you pay attention, and it comes back in a bad way if you don't. There is a future, so it's up to us to take care of our own future. Health is the best way I know of.
I almost hate to say this, but that was, a philosophy like that is, you and I are at an age where, you know, we have some gray in our beard, you know, and
this is a toupee.
Well, okay, some gray in our beard, but it's still never too late to start, you know, eating the correct way and exercise and sleep and get all those like that.
Right.
But again, it goes back. The ones I'm concerned about are my grandkids. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, luckily, you know, my daughter and son, their kids really active, but I see their friends because when we go down to visit, and not all of them are like that.
Yeah.
And that's the part that people can get into. Okay, we're here with Joe Martino of Orchard Nutrition and Wade Riggs of Riggs Media. And we're talking about the health and this weekend about a big seminar, super seminar that's going on at Orchard Nutrition starting at 10 o'clock. It's going to be televised, though, in the sense of it'll be streamed out on Facebook and then also archived with the rest of the health news over at Orchard Nutrition. We'll be right back.
You just got back today. That wild eyed voice that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Of course, Linda's on sabbatical today on assignment. It's 8:34 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Not going to find a better place to get a haircut anywhere in the world than Cypress Square Barbershop. Better known, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. I can heartily recommend it to my guest here for haircuts.
Would that be heartily?
heartily. And, you know, they're laughing because, no. What they do is, they first of all, they hunt and find the hair. Then they cut it. So.
No, I just hunt. I don't find it.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, I'm here with Joe Martino and Wade Riggs. Joe, of course, is the founder and owner and the grandpapa of Orchard Nutrition, and has done so much.
Grandpapa, I love
that. Grandpapa.
Can I use that in the ad, Joe?
Oh no, I go in there and I go in and I see.
Papa.
I go
Lord
down.
Help me.
I go down and I see Joe. I mean, surrounded by his kids. You know. Oh hi. Hey, you know, he's calling. No. I don't know about the plane or something. You know, one of the kids are calling about a plane.
Yeah.
And you're going. And they all surround him. It's so cute. They, you know, they're coming in grandkids. Oh, wait, love you. So, anyway, if you got a family like that, you know it's kind of a business, and that's kind of the way you treat your business and your customers, too, I can say that.
You're right.
I don't mean to embarrass Joe, but it's the way it is when you see it like that. And now these seminars you're giving for the health is for the people of our community, free. If you can't be there, you can watch it on Facebook. And if you can't watch it on Facebook Live, you can go to the archives and watch all of these on how to eat healthy, how to exercise. You know, the yoga expert is talking about, too, I'm sure, of ways of stretching and, you know, extending your life.
She does more than that. She gets into the emotional end of it, too. She's very much a good teacher about healing and staying healed.
Well, there's so much to it right now. So that's going to be this Saturday. You've got anything going on over there? I mean, it's always, you know, your Orchard Nutrition is always just a stand-up, smells-good place. And we talked about that one time, too. How come this place smells so good? And you told me. And I went, wow, why doesn't everybody do that?
I don't know.
You know, it's, you know, because it's welcoming when you go in there. Okay, anything new over there at Orchard Nutrition? I mean, I know there's so much stuff going on all the time.
Online deli ordering.
That's right.
Online deli ordering has made a big difference. We have so many businesses around this. I mean, it's a bedroom community, but there's office buildings.
Sure.
These people get a locked-in half-hour, 45-minute lunch, and they can't be standing, shifting foot-to-foot waiting. So they put on their order online. They can pay for it if they like online. Just come in, identify themselves, and walk out. They're done.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, you can download the app at the Google Play Store. So you can download the app. Got the app right on your phone. Just place your order, and they got it ready for you in 30 minutes. I mean,
and from around there, I mean, people just walk right there. There's a lot of businesses around there, like you said.
Yeah,
they can just walk right down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you can order online then. Cool.
That's great.
Great food. Great food.
So, at the risk of having Wade go berserk here,
uh-oh.
What do you think about what's going on around here, Joe?
Uh-oh.
About, you know, in the city. I mean, I see about the downtown, you know, kind of like trying to rebuild. you know, they're
first of all, what are my language limitations?
where's the tape delay button
never,
there?
You have never said anything that needed ever to be bleeped.
Well, so. There's, of course, we have concerns, and they're obvious no matter how people take a stance. It's not safe like it was.
Okay.
And why is that? So, you know, we have to look at things because how unsafe do we want it for our daughters, our wives, our kids to go out and ourselves? There's obviously problems. Part of it is the prison release system. Part of it is we've cut back on our protection system here. And Also, if you protect yourself, you can get in a lot of trouble now. You're getting less trouble than whoever's doing the assault.
I think you're right. I think that, you know what, though, I have to admit, in Reading, you've got a better chance of, if you defend yourself, of being vindicated than you have if you're in Southern California.
Right.
And you defend yourself.
I said it backwards, but I mean,
But it's still, you still got the, why would you have to defend yourself anyway? And we're at that point where, you've got a business that's out there.
That's correct.
I mean, you probably run into problems out there all the time.
Well, Carl, in Gavin Newsom's California, which is pretty much a done deal unless something drastic happens, you and I would be considered bad guys. Because we dare to have the means to protect ourselves.
Oh,
and in Gavin Newsom's world, that's a bad thing. Well, because the police are supposed to handle it all.
I remember that Bill Maher, the guy I don't like very much, but he did get Gavin Newsom on there, and he actually said, those 24 people that were slaughtered in San Bernardino, you're saying if one of them had a gun to protect themselves, that's wrong? And Newsom said, essentially, yeah. Oh, no, we should rely on our cops. And Maher just looked at him. He says, they're being killed. Wouldn't it be better if somebody had a gun to be able to defend themselves? Well, it's proven that you can't defend your blah, blah. And he comes up with this stuff, but Maher just kept asking him the same question, and he just made Newsom look stupider every time.
Is that even possible?
the things, they're getting ready to raise prices on gas and diesel. What kind of impact does that have on stores like yourself?
Oh, temporarily some, but people are going to go out anyway. They know that. It's like they did with cigarettes. As bad as it is for you, it's life-threatening. They raise the price, too. People still smoke. It doesn't stop people from doing what they want to do.
Yeah, when you start talking about the prices of everything going up, but the people that when they discover something that works for them, and that's what I was thinking about, was just, you know, the prices of everything going up here because of the gas prices. But, you know, it still comes down to the fact that if you've got something that works for you, that you're going to continue to do it. And you've got customers that have probably been coming in there for how long?
Since I opened. 35 years.
35 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, the problem is, and I think this is true with a lot of things, people do stick with what works for them, but they need proof that it will work before they try it. And how can you do that? You have to try it before you can find out.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's like in almost everything, like advertising, wait, mm-hmm. right? You have to show it to somebody, hey, this is going to work, yeah. before they do it.
Yeah, and a lot of it is you trust your neighbor. You know, if Joe says, hey, I tried this and it worked, you're going to be more apt to try it yourself. But people as a whole, they don't want to go out and try something new, you know, on their own, which is, you know, kind of funny.
My wife is taken to picking up produce when the farmers markets aren't in season over at Orchard because the chain stores, let's face it, the quality of produce has really taken a dive in the last couple of years.
Well, it's taken a dive because there's been some political pressure over the last couple decades where there's three stages of organic now. We're 100% certified organic, but then there's just certified organic, and then there's that could be 92% organic, which means it could be 8% poison, who knows. And then there's just organic, which is 75% requirement. So we live or die with 100% certified organic. And usually I don't like government interference, but in this case I do insist on certification papers. We're not a crossover store. And that's hard. I mean, 25% of the population is into health food. 100% is into eating. So crossover stores have a lot of a safety net around them. We don't.
Yeah.
When we fall, we hit the ground. You got some mighty fine baked goods, too, I got to say that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You got it all there. Okay. Joe Martino, Orchard Nutrition, it's been around for 35 years. Yep. It's just getting stronger and better every year. And,
I'm hoping the second 35 is going to be easier.
You know what? The second 35 always is. If I, you know, would it say if I had known, I would have treated myself better, drank more lemonade, you know, taken more walks, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, the second 30, in this case, second 35.
That's correct.
I forget which famous rock star said, "If I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself."
Well,
Keith Richards.
I wouldn't
Keith
have
Richards.
Let the help go.
Yeah, yeah. Keith Richards, though. Keith Richards will be the only person still alive, along with cockroaches, here in 100 years. It'll be Keith Richards and cockroaches. Okay. Anyway, Joe Martino, great guy. Look, if you have not been down at Orchard Nutrition, I can't imagine why you haven't been down at Orchard Nutrition. You just go on down. People are extremely friendly. Say you go in there and you're looking for a vitamin supplement.
We have coaches to help you.
Coaches there to help you.
That's right.
If you're looking for
not just
fresh,
to help find it.
Right. But
to
tell you about it.
If it's the right one.
Because vitamin D, and because everybody's taking vitamin D now, but yes. There's all different kinds of vitamin D.
Yes.
And so they'll talk to you about what you're looking for, what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, there's many times we take something out of somebody's hands rather than put it in because they have the wrong information.
Yeah.
That's where I think we owe the people to make sure they're not going 100 miles an hour down the wrong road.
But, and see, there is a difference.
Yeah.
There's a difference right there. The Saturday Super Seminar starts at 10 o'clock. If you can't make it there for some reason, they're going to Facebook it on the Orchard Nutrition website. And so they're going to stream it. And then for other things that they've taught over the years, it's all there in the archives. Joe Martino, Joe, thanks a lot for coming by today, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.
It's always a pleasure.
Wade, it's always a pleasure having you
here,
too.
As always, my friend.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. In-home health care, you're not going to find a better place than Sharon Clark's people. I mean, you're not going to find a better place than all of her people, whether it's short-term in-home health care or long-term. She is the person to go to. Home Helpers.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office, 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Good morning, everybody. Our last segment here of your Town Hall of the Air. Okay.
Have a busy, busy morning.
13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. You know what? If you didn't hear Scott Seaton, the group he brought in here for the North Boy, State howdy. Symphony. Symphony. This Friday is going to be a dynamite show at the Civic Auditorium, and he's going to have it's not going to be your Beethoven. It's not going to be that. They've got Uncle in the second half, Uncle Dad's art collection. They're going to be playing with the symphony, but they're going to be doing Star Wars themes, TV themes. They're going to be doing all types of great kind of pops music. It's spring pops. And I've got two tickets to that. And for the April Pops, a splash of favorites starts at 7:30 p.m. and at the Civic Auditorium. and you can get into it free.
You know, Scott has the talent. He could actually get a gig anywhere. And the fact that we've got him up here for however long we're going to have him is quite the blessing.
That's really good. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. And by the way, just give us a call, 605-4567, for those tickets. The B&T Satellite, which has savings for veterans, you can take $100 off. If you're a veteran with new service, it'll take $100 off your bill. If you recommend somebody and they sign up, you get $100 off your bill, too. Now, how do you do that? Well, you call the, you don't call the 800 number. You call 241-3474, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. B&T Satellite is a veteran-owned business, local, and cares and gives back to our community in a lot of different ways. Doug Tooley, great guy. B&T Satellite. Okay. Now, we've been getting lots of comments about what you should do with the Record Searchlight. And it says, why don't they just mail everything in from, where'd they say, Indiana and New York or Florida? And it says they could use it as a methadone clinic, a homeless shelter. Let's give it to Kristen Schrader. I think any... It's one of the she could use the place for the homeless, and then there are things about Gavin Newsom. We all know Gavin. Now, I'm tired of being. I've been tired. You know what? I spent 30 years plus years of my life in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. In between, I had jobs. I paid taxes. I put people to work, and I lived my life clean. Never been arrested.
That's a problem.
It's never been arrested. I'm trying to think, how do I put that exactly? Never been arrested. Never been convicted. No. And my kids have gone to school. They are taxpaying members of society. One's a U.S. Marshal. One's a nurse. My wife is a taxpayer. She works extremely hard. Our whole family is like that. Bob, your family is like that. Why do I feel in the state of California I'm a second-class citizen? Why is that? That because I have a gun, or I have guns, which have never been used at any time to hurt or even threaten another person. Yet I can't buy a magazine that's more than 10 rounds. I can't buy a centerfire rifle that a magazine can be removed from unless it meets all these weird statistical things that have nothing to do with crime. It's illegal for me to have a Barrett, to buy a Barrett 50 caliber here, though they've never been used in a crime. The tactical rifles, the quote, black guns. You know, the percentage of them being used in crimes is like minuscule. I can't buy a pistol that's safer than the one I have because it's got to go through all these weird tests and it's got to have some kind of chromatic, imprinting thing on it. What is this that the state of California is punishing people who then take our money and now they want to take more money?
It gets even better, Carl. Member of the of our elite assembly, out of touch folks, is introducing a bill asking the state auditor's office to look into the true cost of the concealed carry permit. And are the taxpayers funding concealed carry permits unjustly when those costs really ought to be borne by those gun-toting, Bible-thumping morons who insist on owning guns?
He
didn't say those words, but that was the implication. I'm trying to count the number of crimes that have actually been committed by somebody who has taken the training and possesses a CCW.
In Shasta County, it's zero.
Yeah.
They have had zero crimes associated with somebody that's had a concealed carry permit. That doesn't mean that they weren't, picked up for something else, but nothing did they ever do have to do with a gun. A gun violence, gun brandishing, any of that stuff.
What is the first thing Ted Leidy pounds into your head? Don't pull it except as a last resort, and you have no other option.
Any responsible instructor, Seth Stokes, Ted, of course, and all of his people, that's the last thing you do is you draw a pistol or draw a weapon. Now, but going back to our society here, we have a society that cuts women that stands there, so they just undress her and then they cut her with a razor. Now that's over in France, but I'm trying to think if you had that down in L.A. What do you think would have happened down in L.A.? Would the same things have happened? Are we more civilized than the French? I'm not sure.
I don't think the French
are supposed to be the epitome of civilization. I don't really believe that.
The part we glossed over on that Facebook thing, not only did this little dirtbag broadcast the sexual assault, 40+ people watched it.
Okay, you just shifted. You just shifted over to the other thing.
It's the same mindset.
Yeah, it's the one where the 15-year-old raped the 16-year-old on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then there's 40 people that watched it. Well, how does he do this? How does he – you know what? How do you video something like that and you push it out over Facebook?
Well, there's a feature called Facebook Live. Anybody with a smartphone can put something on. Supposedly, there are filters that will catch inappropriate content. But – the big danger of Facebook Live, and this is going to happen, Carl. I've talked about this on Boomer Tech several times. Somebody is going to stage a racial versus police incident and cause a riot just because they can. It will happen because there is no filtering factor. There's no journalism. There's no nothing. It's going to, you can put literally anything on the air, and once it's out on the internet, it's forever. I mean, yeah, they can block it, but the damage is already done. And I'm all about freedom. I'm all about citizen journalism. But this puts a weapon in the hands of people who just want to cause mayhem. And it people have lost their perspectives.
They've lost their way. In many cases, they've lost. There's no moral compass left except right here at Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the air. If you're looking for a moral compass, and we're going to help, we'll help you with that. Is this right or is this wrong? What happened to that woman in that performance art was totally wrong. Did she set herself up for that? No, because what she did was she wanted to prove something, and I think she proved it. She came back out of that just horribly shaken. So have people lost their moral compass? Not all people. There's so many great people out there who have a strong moral compass. I guess maybe it's because of today's internet and we hear everything's right away and all this stuff that just kind of keeps piling in. But one of the things you're not going to see a lot of is the fact that Trump, did you know he's got his first paycheck? Trump did, his president. He donated it to the Park Service.
Oh, and the cynics came out of the woodwork.
And I'm sure they had something wrong with that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What was wrong with that?
I couldn't bring myself to read the complaints because it's like looking on Facebook. I just can't do it anymore.
Nestle. Okay. You want to hear the next battle?
Oh, boy.
It's down in Palm Springs, which, by the way, has no homeless problem. Why do you think that is?
I would be curious. It's too damn hot. Well, I'd say it's too damn hot. We got that up here, too. We're hotter than Palm Springs.
Did you say damn?
It's a legal word.
Okay. Nestle, who bottles, the water. Millions of gallons of water. Well, they're taking water out of the national park out there, or the park out there, the Forest Service park. And they're running it through pipes that they've built and got permission to do it. They're paying a $680 a year license to pump that water across the national forest land and then bottle it. Well, now the protesters are hitting it. They're saying, wait a minute, this is our water. This is California water. How can you let a Swiss company, Nestle's, have millions of gallons of water for free? And then they turn around and sell it for billions of dollars. And Nestle, oh, no, this is more than this. This is not just big business. This goes right to the center of water rights. They've got some of the oldest water rights in that whole area. It dates back to 1929. And earlier, but they've got it. You've got these water rights. And if you go back after them and you start going after water rights, what's that do to everybody else in the state? That's not Nestle's, but they have water rights. If the state or the feds go after this and you go back and want to change the rules. This is not, I mean, the supporters of it are out there saying, hey, wait a minute, this is our water, Nestle shouldn't, blah, blah, blah. And so now the Forest Service is looking about, okay, we're going to give them another 5 year, but we're not sure how much this is going to cost. Well, Nestle's is going, whoa, wait a minute, this is our water. Has been. Yeah. You want to charge, we're paying a permit just like everybody else, $680 a year for this water. It'll be able to pump it through these pipes that they built.
Yeah.
And use the system.
It's another step on the road to universal collectivism.
Well, let's talk about it. You know what? Again, we go back into this thing is, okay, it's capitalism is bad. Agenda 21 is good. The taxing people. I mean, this thing that Brown and his fellow Democrats and my friends out there, it is the Democrats that are doing this down in Sacramento because they have an overwhelming majority because they changed the rules on that. And now we're going to raise our taxes by 43% for gas. We're going to raise the cost of the vehicle registration. Gray Davis tried to do that, and they recalled
me
for that.
We got the Schwarzenegger.
Are you kidding? You know what? You would have to recall a third of Sacramento to change anything down there.
Trying to see a downside.
Okay,
to that one.
Tomorrow. Economic Development Corporation is going to be here. Tony's going to be here with his people. Maybe Joe McKenna. We're going to be talking about what's going on around here. It's good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio for North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Ready. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And I'll news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump tells business leaders at a CEO town hall in Washington that he plans to spend $1 trillion or more on infrastructure projects. Once the contracts are awarded, the president says he expects action.
If you have a job that you can't start within 90 days, we're not going to give you the money for it.
The president saying his administration will unleash the country. House Republicans, with some help from Vice President Pence, look to reboot their health care effort.
That after a closed-door meeting on Capitol Hill that included Pence and members of the hard-right Freedom Caucus. House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's premature to talk specifics.
But right now, we're just at that conceptual stage.